You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Nothing has ever rocked the world like the cradle of Christ.
The following broadcast is a special production of the Lutheran Hour.
The cradle that rocked the world. Christmas in the land of Luther. Five hundred years ago, next November, a young German couple gave birth to a boy, one day to be known as the Lion of the Reformation, Martin Luther. I'm Oswald Hoffman, and I'm here today in the German Democratic Republic, East Germany, where Luther was born, to celebrate the birth of Christ, a happening once heralded by angels and shepherds, but now honored and celebrated throughout the world. Join us, won't you, for a look at Christmas from the land of Luther, a place that proves the cradle of Christ still rocks the world.
Joining Dr. Hoffman later on today's program will be Dr. Friedrich DeBoer, professor of church history at the University of Halle, Bishop Werner Leich, head of the Lutheran Church of Thuringia, and others, as well as the St. Thomas Boys Choir of Leipzig, East Germany.
Martin Luther was born in the quaint little German hamlet of Eisleben. While he was still an infant, his parents moved to neighboring Mansfeld. The oldest of seven children, Luther studied mainly at Eisenach and Erfurt. There he became a monk and spent most of his life teaching and preaching in Wittenberg. From the start of his ministry, he wrote Christmas carols, both words and music. He worked out little pageants for his children. He preached as much as 6 months out of the year about the Son of God coming into the flesh at Christmas time. He often stood beside the tile stove in the family living quarters at Wittenberg and plucked his lute like some strolling troubadour. The Luther home in the Black Cloister had been given to him as a wedding present by the elector, the government's head in Saxony. It was almost continually filled with visiting pastors and students, at least four of whom left a record in their letters or diaries of how Luther celebrated Christmas. One of them reported that Luther loved to spend Christmas meditating and rejoicing. One suggested that Luther could not understand how anyone could ever get sick on that day if his heart was properly focused on Christ. Still another remarked that Luther often chided himself that he was not as joyful as he thought he really should have been in the light of the great blessings that God had sent to humanity on that day. Said Luther, "It is not for the angels to be proud of Christ's incarnation, for Christ did not assume an angelic but a human nature. Therefore, it would not be a surprise if the angels looked at us with envy in their eyes, because we human beings, creatures far inferior to them and sinners besides, are placed above them into an honor so high and great. They worship Christ, who has become our brother. They marvel at the human nature in Christ, and yet the honor and glory are not theirs, but ours. And we human beings are unable to rejoice and be proud of it. Is not this a great pity? Accursed of God be this wretched unbelief." Luther often gets credit for starting the tradition of the Christmas tree. The legend goes that he was out walking in the countryside, spellbound by the scent of fir trees and the twinkling of bright stars overhead. To share the wonder of God's redemption for us on a tree, Luther is said to have brought into his family quarters at the old Augustinian monastery in Wittenberg a fir tree and then lighted it up with candles. And there you have it, the first Christmas tree. Lovely as this tale is, it probably did not really happen that way. Widespread use of an evergreen with candles was not common until a century later. In churches, there was often something of a tree at Christmas time, but usually not evergreen. Hung with apples, it symbolized the first human beings, Adam and Eve. In Luther's time, Christmas Eve was the feast day for Adam and Eve, a timely reminder that the coming of God's Son was needed by all mankind. Those who saw the tree remembered their own sins, which were forgiven by the death of Christ on a tree. Luther's sermons for all seasons of the church year are loaded with references to the events of Christmas. This is especially true in the collection of sermon materials he prepared for other preachers. While under the ban of death, he found refuge at the Wartburg Castle. There he wrote a famous set of study materials for pastors called the Church Postals, in addition to translating the New Testament there. More than half of those sermon studies deal with the events of Christmas. Dr. Martin loved to focus on the individual characters of the Christmas story, what they must have been thinking and doing, the shepherds and the wise men, Mary and Joseph, Simeon and Anna, what the angels in the heavenly host must have felt, what people staying at the inn might have done if they had really known who the baby Jesus was. Always he drove his lesson home so that people in the pews knew exactly what he was talking about, in the language of the marketplace, the school bench, and the laundry tub. Even today, nearly 500 years after his birth, you can still hear his voice touching people at Christmas time.
And there were in the same country shepherds working in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. That was a tough job, watching flocks by night. Common sense calls it low-down work for men who are regarded as trash. And yet, look at those shepherds. I would rather be one of them than that the Pope should make me a saint or the Emperor make me a king.
Here in Eisenach, a town closely associated with Martin Luther, located right below the Wartburg Castle, we are in the headquarters of the Lutheran Church of Thuringia, Luther's home ground. Bishop Werner Leich, you are the head of this church and also chairperson for the church's Luther Committee in celebration of the anniversary of his birth. Tell us something about the upcoming Luther anniversary celebration.
Das will ich gern tun. Wir freuen uns auf das Jahr 1983, weil wir
gladly. We are happy because in preparation for the celebration, we have discovered how worldwide the influence of Martin Luther is. We began preparation for the celebration in 1978 when the Luther Committee of the Lutheran Church in the German Democratic Republic was formed. We have made preparations for certain substantive presentations, which will place in the foreground the work of Martin Luther as expositor of the Holy Scriptures and as a churchman who brought the gospel to people. But we would like to avoid any glorification of Luther's person. As he himself wanted to be a servant of Christ, so do we wish to follow him in service. So, we have chosen the theme, Fear, love, and trust in God above all things, from Luther's explanation to the first article of the Apostles' Creed. From this overall theme of the Luther year, we wish to make it clear that Martin Luther wanted nothing else than to bring Jesus Christ as close as possible to people.
Now, sir, please tell us how you personally view Luther.
Ihre Frage ist deshalb so gut, weil man, glaube ich, Martin Luther überhaupt nicht verstehen kann ohne diesen direkten persönlichen Zugang.
Your question is good precisely because it is impossible to understand Luther outside of this direct approach, which is not just an approach to Luther himself, but to Jesus Christ. For me, Martin Luther is the man who, in a unique way, has shown how immediate, without any condition or stipulation, is the love of the Father toward us, his children, who, through his Son, are united with him. That is evident in the love of Martin Luther from his close relationship to Christ. Only those who are prepared to follow this relationship have an approach to Martin Luther.
At the Christmas celebration, Martin Luther would be right at home here.
Dass unser Weihnachtsfest besonders in den evangelischen Kirchen in Deutschland ist durch Luther geprägt.
Yes, the Christmas celebration of our evangelical churches here has the stamp of Luther upon it. His Christmas hymn, "From Heaven Above to Earth I Come," is still the common possession among all evangelical Christians. Also, the custom of the family Christmas celebration. Christmas is unthinkable without the influence which Martin Luther is responsible for since the Reformation.
The Christmas music Martin Luther wrote included several simple cradle songs. The most famous, mentioned by Bishop Laich, you hear right now in the background, performed on instruments from Luther's era. It's titled "From Heaven Above" or "Vom Himmel Hoch." Its childlike melody is appropriate because this is a song Luther composed for his own children and published in 1535 when his son Hans was 9, Magdalena 6, Martin 4, Paul 2, and Margaret 1. For the melody, Luther borrowed a simple folk tune, taking care to wed the words very carefully to the music. The words are very childlike, focusing closely on the birth of Jesus, as a sort of musical conversation between the angels and the children of God who witnessed the birth of his Son. From heaven above, to earth I come, to bring good news to every home. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to all the world, and gladly sing. To you this night is born a child of Mary, chosen virgin mild. This newborn child of lowly birth shall be the joy of all the earth.
Welcome to earth, O noble guest,
through whom the sinful world is blessed.
You turn not from our needs away.
How can our thanks such joy repay?
Where earth a thousand times as fair,
and set with golden jewels rare.
Still such a cradle would not do
to rack a prince so great as you.
And now let's listen to one of the world's most renowned choirs, the Boys Choir of St. Thomas from Leipzig, East Germany, as they sing an arrangement of "Vom Himmel Hoch."
Thank you.
here in Leipzig, where the great St. Thomas Church is located, that once was served by Johann Sebastian Bach and by distinguished musicians since that time. We have with us Dr. Rudolf Obendorf, and also, to interpret his remarks, Dr. Irene Runge. Dr. Obendorf, what do you do at St. Thomas?
Ja, ich bin Lehrer gewesen lange Zeit und gegenwärtig bin ich Direktor des Domanenchores.
I'd been a teacher for a long time in life, but now actually I'm the head of the Domanenchor, the business manager.
And of course the St. Thomas Choir, made up of boys, about 75 of them or so, are they not?
Der Domanenchor besteht nur aus Jungs, gegenwärtig sind wir 90.
Only boys and 90 boys,
yes,
at the moment.
Would you tell us what your function is in that school, what your relationship is with those boys?
Ja, ich war lange Zeit Erzieher im Domanenchor und bin jetzt Direktor und bemühe mich natürlich, den Kontakt mit den Jungen aufrechtzuerhalten, damit das Ganze, der Direktorposten, nicht nur so ein Managerposten wird, sondern ich bemühe mich eben darum, Kontakt mit den Kindern zu halten und das hält sehr jung und ich freue mich darüber sehr.
I mentioned before, I was a teacher for a long time. Now, as the business manager, I'm trying still to have a lot of contact with the boys, so not to be a formal manager. And I think it keeps young and alive to have contact with young people.
How old are those boys?
Die Jungs sind zwischen 10 Jahren und bis 18.
Yeah, they are between 10 and 18.
Where do they come from?
Sie kommen aus der gesamten DDR.
They're from all over the country.
Sehr viele aus der Stadt und aus dem Bezirk Leipzig.
A lot of them are come from the city of Leipzig and the district of Leipzig.
Aber wir haben auch welche aus dem Erzgebirge, aus der Gegend von Berlin.
From the district of Berlin, from the Erzgebirge.
Und aus Thüringen.
And from Thuringia.
Martin Luther was always known as being a lover of music, and indeed he played instruments and composed music too. Do the German people still feel that love of music at Christmas time?
Ja, es ist so, es nimmt, ich meine, wir erkennen das daran, dass der Besuch in den Konzerten des Domanenchors sehr stark zu Weihnachten zunimmt.
Yes, I would say so. And also what we know is that the attendance of, for example, the concertos we, the Domano Choir gives, it's still increasing, the people who come there.
It's a great, great thing to have had you here, Mr. Obendorf, and also Dr. Irene Runge, who has been interpreting his remarks in a very nice way. And to be here in a land where people speak the language of Mozart and Brahms and Beethoven and Gustav Mahler and Haydn and most of all Johann Sebastian Bach, and it's a very great privilege to have had both of you here in order to talk about this splendid musical and also spiritual organization.
Thank you.
That was the boys' choir of St. Thomas celebrating Christmas in song as they performed Joseph Dearest, Joseph Mine. ...1983 is going to be a year in which many words are written and spoken about Martin Luther. But perhaps his greatest legacy is the way he shared his faith through his Christ-centered writings. We'd like to share some of his writings with you by offering you a special paperback book titled Devotions and Prayers of Martin Luther. This inspirational booklet features 52 one-page meditations and prayers which Luther wrote on the Psalms. We'd like you to have one as a complimentary gift. Simply write to this program, The Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 6-31-39.
Coming here to Leipzig, in Eastern Germany, is Professor Dr. Friedrich de Boer, who's professor of church history at the Martin Luther University of Halle. This was formerly Wittenberg University, and it's now Wittenberg Halle. And you have studied Luther particularly, and also the way he used to live and celebrate Christmas. I understand you have something to say about that.
Luther hat fast jedes Jahr Weihnachten mehrere Weihnachtspredigten gehalten. Wir haben über 100.
Luther was intimately involved with preaching every Christmas, and today we have more than 100 sermons that are still with us. Luther first started with the custom of the day in the Catholic Church, and that meant that the 25th of December was the only day to have a Christmas service. But shortly after, from 1523 on, Luther was including the 2 days following Christmas in the celebration, and he was always preaching the gospel, the Christmas gospel of Luke chapter 2. He actually loved the story because in a very easy way for the people it was describing the wonders of Christmas. For him, the most important thing was not to describe the cradle and the stall, but to proclaim it, this announcement of the angel, today a Savior is born for you.
With all of his preaching in the town church and in other churches, and with all of his interest in music and everything else, how would you sum up the influence of Martin Luther on people today?
Luther ist vielfach heute in unseren Gemeinden ein unbekannter Mann. Es ist unser Wunsch.
Very often in our communities, Luther is an unknown person. But it's our hope and our wish in looking upon the Luther anniversary that Luther himself will be more present in our community. We're trying two things. The one is to publish Luther's translation of the scriptures and work in them again as scholars, and also to have a publication of Luther's words in everyday language.
Would you have a greeting for the people all over the world in your own words, if not in the words of Martin Luther?
Also als Gruß an alle möchte ich das Thema aufnehmen, das für uns in der Deutschen Demokratischen Republik in den Kirchen das Thema des Lutherjubiläums sein wird, Gott über alle Dinge fürchten, lieben und vertrauen.
Dr. de Boer, who comes from the University of Halle, the successor of the University of Wittenberg, where Martin Luther taught, has just stated the theme of the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's birth, and it is his Christmas greeting to the world. And that is, we should all love God and fear God and trust God. It's been a great privilege to have you here, Dr. de Boer, and to convey these remarks from the great historical background that you enjoy to people all over the world for the celebration of Christmas from the land of Luther. And in a way, I think we could just feel Luther rocking the cradle of the Christ child as you spoke.
Christmas reminds us once again of everything that is important about our lives. the God who made us, and who loved us enough to send his Son. The childlike awe and wonder we experience as the sons and daughters of God. The joys we know as his children throughout the course of our lives. Many of these same experiences of wonder and awe were the lot of one of the greatest churchmen ever known, Martin Luther, the schoolboy, monk, scholar, and saint, who probably did more to turn the world to the pages of Scripture than anyone else who lived before or after. Luther really did love Christmas. He preached about it almost incessantly, even apart from the Christmas season. He thought he could never really celebrate Christmas enough, the wonderful act of God in sending salvation to his people. 1983 will mark the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther's birth in the rather insignificant little town of Eisleben in the Thuringian forest. Perhaps you may feel that in no way can your life be as full of significance for the world or as filled with faith as was that of Martin Luther. But at the time of his birth, no one would have guessed anything astounding from the newborn Luther either. Yet God used him magnificently to the blessing of this world in which we live. My wish for you this Christmas is that the birth of the Savior may bring you as much awe and happiness as it brought every year to Luther. And may it also make your life fruitful and helpful, forgiven and forgiving to others, as was his life. For when we live in Christ, his cradle truly does rock the world. Amen.
This special broadcast owes a word of thanks to many people, particularly the Reverend Clancy Kleinhans of the Aid Association for Lutherans and to the foreign press offices of the German Democratic Republic. Without the help of these people, this program would not have been possible. If you'd like to receive a complimentary paperback book titled Devotions and Prayers of Martin Luther, please write to the producers of this program, The Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. Christmas in the Land of Luther has been a special production of the Lutheran Hour, brought to you under the sponsorship of the International Lutheran Layman's League.